The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome in. You're listening to the second hour of the weekend edition. Corey and I are chatting right now with Gary Christensen. Gary just put out a book published by Balboa that I'm looking at right now as we are conducting this interview. The name of the book is called Gold Value and Gold Prices from 1971 to 2021, an empirical model. Relatively easy reading, really important reading, I have to say, for anyone who is, for lack of better terms, interested in this section. The price of the book is, I don't see it on here. Gary, how much is it?
It's in paperback, it's $12.99. As an e-book, it's $7.95.
There you go. So if you want more information on this book, if you want to order the book, simply go to Gary's website, which is included in our favorite site section. Gary's website is The Deviant Investor. Tell Corey and I about the book.
Well, okay, and one more thing. It's, of course, available on Amazon because Amazon's ubiquitous. And the book is a concept of – it's an empirical model of the price of gold. And here's my logic, and I'll cut this very, very short because I know we're a little short on time. But here's what it amounts to. How do you determine a price for gold? And you do Elliott wave theory, you do fundamental analysis, you do this, you do that. And what you come up with at the end of the day is a lot of maybes. And I decided that I wanted something that was a little more defensible and maybe statistically defensible and a little bit something I could work with that would work over 40 years. In other words, it's not a trading model. This has no predictive ability for the next month or the next week or the next 3 months, in fact. But it's a valuation model. And the valuation model, the concept of it is, gold today is selling for, you know, something like $1,270. But if the model says that the price, the valuation model on it should be $1,500, then you know that the price of gold is seriously undervalued. Similarly, if you go back to August of 2011, the price of gold was $1,923 at the absolute peak. And that was, interestingly enough, 30% overvalued compared to what my model said it should be. In other words, gold was peaking then. Similarly, last December, in December 2013, gold prices were 26% undervalued compared to the model. So the model tries to give a valuation that's based on macroeconomic variables. It's not based on the price of gold. It's not based on technical analysis. It's not based on any fundamentals, such as mine supply or any such thing. It's just based on macroeconomic variables that I've integrated into a model using a relatively complex formula that has worked statistically over the last 43 years. And if you take the price of gold, and I'm winding up here, so bear with me, if you take the price of gold over the past 43 years and smooth out all of the jags and all of the deviations and all of the monthly and monthly changes and manipulations and news adjustments and just get a smooth price of gold, you'll find that it goes basically up, down, and up over the course of 43 years. And the whole point was to evaluate that trend and then try to create another model that duplicated that based on macroeconomic variables that make sense. In other words, national debt is one of those variables. National debt goes up, more money in circulation, price of the dollar or the value of the dollar goes down, price of gold, price of everything else goes up. Relatively simple concept. And that's what I tried to do, was create that. If you do this on an annual basis and you take my projected prices for gold as calculated by the formula, and you compare that statistically with the actual market value prices of gold after it's been smoothed, you get a 0.98 statistical correlation, which is really quite high. And the important part of that is it's really quite high, and that worked during bull markets and bear markets, during stock crashes, during stock booms, during stock busts, during bond market bulls, during shock and awe, during 9/11, during the 2008 crash. Put all of those things into it, and the model smoothed out and still worked. So the logic is, if this is a valuation model and we can say, golly, I think gold is seriously overvalued right now. I'm not buying at all. I might be lightening up. Or gold is seriously undervalued right now, then I think I ought to be buying at this point or adding to my portfolio or whatever in regard to gold. That's the logic of the model, and that was the logic of what went into building the book. Does that make sense?
It makes sense to me, and I'm actually looking at the graph of your model right here, looking at the smooth gold and equilibrium gold price. And one thing is very clear. Pretty much at the beginning of 2001, we started to skyrocket upward. And right now, looking at how you took it out to, I believe it was August 2011, we see a little bit of a separation here. So my question is, how good is your model at determining and telling when a shift or a change comes in the overall trend? We see that it happened a few times before 2001, but since then, for the past 10 years up until 2011, it was straight up.
Pretty much. And your question is a good one, because the critical question there is the model good at predicting turns? And if you're talking about predicting turns to the week or to the month or even to the year, it's not very good. It's only going to be an approximation. For instance, if you look at the model projected gold prices around $500 in 1980. We know that gold prices went to $850 just for a very short period of time. But then the model projects that prices go down all the way to about 2002. And then they start going up. The model didn't say in 1995, I predict that prices will go up in 2002. What the model does say is, if you put these three variables, there's only really three variables that go into the model. You take these three variables, these are what determine the price of gold. And in a broad scale, in a broad sense, these are what determine the price of gold. So you feed in these three variables, and then you can say, okay, here's what a fair price of gold will be at this point in the future based on what I think these three variables are. The question then, of course, is how well can you predict those three variables? And I think relatively well, which the implication being, I think it's very difficult to predict the price of gold, but I think if you can predict the price of the three variables that go into the formula that create the price of gold, you have a pretty good idea of making an estimation of what gold can be in the future. And the important point there is, I can read, for instance, I got an email from Harry Dent who says gold is going to 750 and possibly down to 250. And then you go talk to James Rickards, and he'll tell you $9,000, $10,000 gold. Who do you believe? And my point is, let's put a model in there that helps to create a plausible, defensible, rational, analytical view of the price of gold and take all the opinions out of it. And to the extent that you have opinions about what my variables are in the future, you've still got a little bit of opinion, but it's a great deal less than just listening to someone who says, well, I think it's going to go to $250 or I think it's going to go to $10,000. You have something objective that you can base your arguments on, and that's what the model does. Right now, for your listeners, the model says that we're about 20% undervalued, meaning I think gold is a 20% value right now, of undervalued by 20% and likely to go up as a consequence. Does that mean next week? Does that mean next month? No and no. But it does mean that if you're undervalued, you're likely to have better returns in the future than if you're overvalued when you buy.
I got to tell you, you make a very, very interesting point. Now, you're putting, if you think gold right now is about 20% undervalued, you're putting gold somewhere, according to your model anyway, somewhere around high 1400s, perhaps low 1500s. I would have to say that in my opinion, that's probably pretty correct, given the circumstances today. I personally feel that gold is undervalued right now. I personally feel, I'm in the long-term bull category, as is Doc, as is Corey, and it sounds like you are too. I have to say one more time, ladies and gentlemen, we recommend this book, Gold Values and Gold Prices. I have to say that probably the most efficient way to buy it would be on Amazon, and whether you buy the hard copy or the electronic version, it's worth a read. Gary, always a pleasure.
And independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome in. Continuing the second hour of the weekend edition. Corey is not on board right now. He is out of the studio, but he's going to be right back. So I'm taking this opportunity to chat a little bit with Jeff Pontius. Jeff is the president of Corvus Gold. In the interest of full disclosure, I have to tell you, I am a shareholder in Corvus. Bought the stock when it was 54 cents, trading around $1.30 right now. Past performance, Jeff, is no indication of future results. It's a amazing what we have to, everything we have to disclose talking about this. But anyway, you came out on Thursday with a press release entitled Corvus Gold Discovers New High-Grade Gold and Silver Zone and Extends Yellow Jacket Mineralization to the North and South of the North Bullfrog Project in Nevada. We're talking about Corvus right now, number one, to keep our listeners informed about this company, but we're also talking about it in preparation for a site visit that we're going to be doing down there probably within the next 30 to 45 days. What's going on, Jeffrey?
Well, Al, it's sort of more of the same. If your listeners are familiar with our company, we do put out, you know, quite a bit of news. We're very focused on drilling. Our stated goal for this year is to make a substantial expansion of this new high-grade discovery. We put out our maiden resource on this in March of this year. It had about 700,000 ounces at about 1.2, 1.3 grams a ton in an open pit. So that's a very lucrative deposit right now. We had great results come out earlier this year on our West Vein area, which looks like a new addition to the high-grade system that sits over on the west side of the main deposit. And this latest result came out from an area we call the rhyolite zone, which now sits over on the east side of the deposit. So as we continue to drill this deposit out and look at the margins of it, we're running into more and more vein material. It looks like the system is going to be sizable. It's going to probably go beyond our current target that we've stated for it right now, which is about 1 million ounces of high-grade mineralization in it. The listeners are going to start to see news coming out and drill results coming out later this fall on driving the system deeper. We'll be looking at another swath of about 100 to 150 meters down dip. We're drilling holes on that right now. If that pans out, the system, you know, is going to be substantially more than 1 million ounces and could be very similar to the Bullfrog mine that was mined by Barrick 10 kilometers south of us in the 1990s, which produced about 2.5 million ounces of high-grade mineralization from an open pit. So that's a great new discovery for us and really bodes well for us being able to add substantial ounces into our new resource update, which we should have out in the first quarter of next year.
Jeff, let's talk a little bit about some of the fundamentals of the company right now. I want to talk a little bit about, you know, capital, any need to raise capital, level of debt, et cetera, et cetera. You want to go into capital first?
Right now, first of all, we have no debt in the company. We just completed a financing where we brought a key shareholder in with that financing, the Van Eck Group, which is a very large gold group out of New York, and they're now a large shareholder in Corvus. They own 4% of the company now. Also, Tocqueville participated in that financing as well, as well as our management group. So Tocqueville's still at around 17-18% ownership of the company, and our management group has about 9% ownership. So we've got an excellent, strong shareholder base that is long gold, long company. Company's got about $7 million in the treasury, enough to complete all the work we have planned in this next round of drilling. We're operating two rigs. And so financially, the company's very strong right now, and we anticipate being able to continue to deliver into the marketplace a lot of substantial news, not only just on drill results and an expanding resource, high-grade resource here, but the new resource update, as well as our first scoping study that we're going to do on the high-grade mineralization. That'll really put an economic picture on this mineralization, and we should have that done in the second quarter of next year. So lots of stuff going on.
So basically for the rest of this year and into next year, drill, 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 correct?
That's right, and that's kind of what we've always done with Corvus. This is an exciting new discovery, and it looks like it's got a lot of room to grow, so we're going to be hard at it.
Jeff, now, when I first met you and when I was first introduced to Corvus, you were very active not only on the North Bullfrog property, but you were active in Alaska, which I believe we visited three projects up there. And then about a month and a half or so later, I visited the Bullfrog property, which I was very impressed with. What's going on in Alaska right now?
Well, we did a small summer program there in our Chisinau project to fine-tune where we believe the highest potential of that Chisna property is. And so we're analyzing those results now. We did a very hard look this summer at what our joint venture partners had done on our LMS project. And we'll be looking on that LMS project to probably be able to update the 43-101 study on LMS this fall. So those are two important pieces of information. Our Terra project, where we had a minority shareholding or minority interest in a joint venture there, we decided to sell that asset. We got $1.8 million cash out of that, as well as 200,000 shares from our joint venture partner. So ultimately, that project, we were able to bring $2 million roughly into the company with zero dilution for our shareholders for a project that was going to be very marginal for us going forward. So those are good results for that, what we would call non-core assets up there right now. And you know, we'll see how things go in the future when we have an expanding market like we've had in the past. Those projects are all going to be of interest, I think, at some point in time to potential joint venture partners.
Jeff, give our listeners a bit of your background, would you? Because you're not exactly a lightweight in this industry.
Not really. I hate to even add up the years, but close to 40 years in this business, almost all of it is exploration. I've spent most of my career working for mid-tier and major mining companies. I left the job of in charge of exploration for the North America for AngloGold Ashanti in 2006 and set up my first company, which was International Tower Hill Mines. That company, we started it with about $10 million of venture capital, and in 2011 when I left, I think we had a between the market cap and cash on hand in the company a value of about $1 billion, so, and a share price of $10 a share. So we had a great success there for our shareholders, and then we started Corvus Gold, and we've been working away there, and I think they added up my discoveries over my career close to 50 million ounces, so I've had a lot of success.
Had a lot of success. That's really interesting. You know, you always want to go with a winner. You want to go where gold has been discovered before, and you always want to go with proven management teams. This is not investment advice, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not telling anybody to buy or sell this stock. Remember, I am a shareholder. We're going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Cortland Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Attention all listeners, are you ready for a free stock market webinar with PhilsGang.com? Join us September 13th at 12 noon Eastern for this live PhilsGang.com free webinar, valued at $75. You'll learn how to protect your principal in this Federal Reserve-controlled low-interest rate market by identifying moves before they happen. To register, simply go to LearnStocksForFree.com. LearnStocksForFree.com. Or call 877-600-4264, promo code GCN. 877-600-4264, promo code GCN.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare fuel is the answer. Spare fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, spare fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Here to wrap up the show, at least in its final two segments. Corey and I are chatting politics right now, and we're chatting with Dr. Postma, and we're also talking with Glenn Downs. You know, the subject du jour right now really is, sure, it's the Ukraine to an extent, but to a very real extent, the one that I think is even more interesting than the Ukraine and potentially much, much more dangerous is the situation in the Middle East. And there are a number of things that have come out recently that really have to make people stop and think about what's going on over there. A new book, which is entitled 13 Hours, is set to be released on September 9th, and in that book, it cites that five commandos who were guarding the CIA annex in Benghazi, Libya, basically were told by the CIA station chief to stand down. This book was written by Boston University journalism professor Mitchell Zukoff, details the events of the September 11th, 2012 attack on the consulate, U.S. consulate, which resulted in the death of Ambassador Chris Stevens and a couple of CIA contractors, Tyrone Woods and Glenn Doherty. Now, this is something that was reported in the Business Insider. You know, we want to use credible sources for information like this because, you know, there's a lot of crap, for lack of better terms, on the internet that we certainly don't pay attention to because when you try to verify it, it's not verifiable. But the Business Insider, quite frankly, in our opinion, is a credible source. Glenn, what's going on here?
Well, that's the good question, Al. It's like everything else over in that part of the world and our involvement in that part of the world. When you ask one question, it seems to raise multiple new questions. And it does seem that for whatever reason, there seems to be a lot of evidence, up to and including this book that you're citing,
that's getting ready to come out that CIA or the commandos that were in the area were told to stand down. This book does seem to reinforce that narrative that's already out there. And the question is why? Why would you tell them to stand down? And there seem to be other military commanders outside of that theater that wanted to do something more than was done, and they were told not to do it. But exactly who told what to whom and when and what, how was that communicated? That's part of what this House Select Committee on Benghazi is supposed to be getting at, but that's still in the very early stages. One thing that does seem to tie this Benghazi story there in Libya into the current crisis with ISIS and what's going on in across Iraq and in Syria is that there are multiple reports, and people can Google this and look at it themselves and judge the veracity, that one reason that they were told to stand down was because they wanted to not have uncovered what was going on by the American operation there in Benghazi, and that was allegedly facilitating transfers of weapons that had been captured from the regime that was overthrown there in Libya, the Gaddafi regime, from the rebels in Libya to the so-called moderate Syrian rebels that the United States and others were backing, fighting up in Syria. So it essentially, we're describing something like a gun-running operation here. The thinking of some is that in order to prevent that from being exposed, they just let the whole thing go down there. Now, of course, the so-called moderate rebels, we now know, you can go and see video of the commander of the moderate rebels, who in Arabic is talking about his brothers in the al-Nusra Front, and the al-Nusra Front is what has become ISIS. And these are the people that were cutting nuns' heads out off on YouTube and literally cutting people's hearts out and eating them on YouTube, those sorts of things. That we talked about that here on your show, Al, and some people anyway, were sort of thought that was alarmist and sensationalist. When people like us were screaming about it, of course, now they're not thinking it's so alarmist and sensationalist because they're seeing this crowd do it not only across Syria but into Iraq and potentially elsewhere now in the form of ISIS. So what's going on there in Benghazi seems to be linked with what's going on with ISIS, and you just keep pulling these threads, and one thing leads to the other. It's all very disturbing.
Doc, I want to bring you in on this and get your impression of the aspect that ISIS is clearly expanding, or they already have had these cells in different countries, which I think is a concern for most people and most countries. And I know the U.S. has been looking for reasons to go in and maybe go after ISIS. Nothing has really happened yet to a full-scale attack. Do you think that the U.S. will move in? And if so, what do you think will be their reasoning for it?
Well, I think it's a dilemma for the U.S. because here you have a group like ISIS that is so violent and so anti-human that the United States, if they'd been gun running to them and supplying these people, now what do they do? Because their ultimate, I think, what they want to achieve is to, of course, overthrow Assad. And now they got a tiger on their hand, and how do they deal with this? And that's probably why Obama has said that they're still looking at what their response is going to be, because they've got the problem of, do we support these people anymore? And if that's uncovered further, people are going to ask why. And yet, I think they want to really compromise Assad in Syria, and they're having trouble now figuring out how to do that. Because if they go after ISIS in Iraq and then extend into Syria, obviously you know that there's more to it than just going after ISIS, and maybe they see an opportunity to bring in weaponry and other resources to directly compromise Assad, and this is maybe going to be their pretext. Glenn could probably answer that better than I could.
Well, good question there, Doc, and then the mind doesn't have to race very, very far to think about some of the various possibilities. And of course, tie this whole thing further into Ukraine. And we talked about on your show here before, Al, about the various ways this thing could spiral way out of control. When the U.S. was having the tit for tat with Putin in Syria up to the time when there was sort of a standing down for the time being over the chemical weapon issue, every time the U.S. raised the ante, Putin matched it, and so on and so forth. And it seems to be the Russians believe it is in their national interest to keep the Assad regime in place and those Alawite Muslims in place, the government in place there in Syria. So that might mean that if our country steps up what it's trying to do over there, guess what? The Russians might step it up too. And you're now engaging with the Russians in proxy wars, not only in the Ukraine, but in Syria. The imagination doesn't have to spiral too far out of control to imagine that becoming much, much, much more serious.
Well, you know, I talked to then Congressman Ron Paul about the issue in the Middle East 5 or 6 years ago. It was even longer ago than that. It was probably a dozen or so years ago. And he said, you know, Al, he said, don't kid yourself. He said, it's all about the oil. There's nothing else whatsoever in the picture. And that's kind of interesting because today, and I want to get into this in the next segment, but today, this caliph is controlling 7 oil fields and 2 refineries in northern Iraq, and they're controlling another 6 oil fields northeastern Syria. Well, you know, that's a lot of oil under their control, and I have to say that if in fact it is all about the oil, and I would believe that it is, I really, really believe that it is, then this thing is just, it has implications that it just are absolutely mind-boggling. Stick around, we're going to be right back. We've got another 10 minutes to chat.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
What good is a big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew. Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Here to wrap up the weekend edition. Corey and I continue to chat with Doc and Glenn about the situation in the Middle East, the situation that we think there's a lot more there than meets the eye. Don't know this for a fact, you know, but it sure would seem that that's what's going on. You know, it's interesting, gentlemen, when we went into Iraq, that was right on the heels of Saddam Hussein saying, you know, we really don't need the petrodollar to be dominated in U.S. dollars. Shortly thereafter, you know, the fun started, for lack of better terms. And I use that, the word fun, totally, totally sarcastically, as I'm sure you're aware. But, you know, Doc, you kind of seem to think that this thing right now is not only about oil, as we discussed, but has an awful lot to do with the sovereignty of the U.S. dollar.
Absolutely, Al. In the past, it's always been about the oil when you look at history. But over the last few years, especially with the formation of the BRICS, there's been another threat to the United States, and that's the compromisation of the dollar, not only as the petrodollar, but in trade. And I think that we've come to a point in this country where we are reacting all over the globe like we've never done before, not to this amount, because I think there's a little bit of a frantic attitude here about not only controlling the price of oil, but also to control the dollar in trade across the globe, and also as the currency of choice. And really what we're talking about is a dollar hegemony, and it's being compromised slowly and over time. And I think there are people in Washington that are really scared, because they realize that if the dollar goes, the United States is no longer the premier power in the globe. They're going to have to share that power with other nations. And I think they're fighting on every front to try to maintain their position with the dollar and the oil at this point in time. And it's, I think it's a losing battle over time. And I think that we'll see that over the next 20 years, frankly.
Doc, to kind of further your point on the aspect of the dollar being the reserve currency, I also think what comes into play here is who backs the certain countries. The more countries that get involved in this, war lines are going to have to be drawn. So we will really see who the allies are. And I think it'll be just beyond who has the physical force to go in and stop what's going on over with ISIS, because I think a lot of different countries have that power. It's all going to be about who chooses sides. And that's what scares me, is the further this issue escalates, the closer we get to a full world war. And that, I think, the U.S. wants to avoid, because that's truly when they would see who their allies are. And what scares me is some of the powers out there, those being Russia and China, wouldn't side with the U.S. on this one. Glenn, some of your comments on this?
Well, you're right. They wouldn't side with the U.S. on this, but to back Doc's suspicions up, you know, he's not the first one to note that a lot of the recent conflicts, war or kinetic conflicts that the United States has had with other countries have been with those FARC countries who, whatever reason, had sort of decided or made noise about moving away from a dollar standard. You know, so we recall Colonel Gaddafi had been basically rehabilitated, quote unquote, through the international community. And you can look online, you'll see pictures of him shaking hands with Mr. Obama and Hillary Clinton and everything else. All of a sudden, then he needed to be, quote unquote, taken out. And he was one who was making noises about starting a gold dinar, I think is what he was talking about. The Iranians have talked about going away from the dollar standard for the petrodollar standard. Mr. Hussein had done the same thing. And it's a heck of a coincidence if it had nothing to do with engagement with those guys. It's a heck of a coincidence. So that is a problem. What happens if the United States loses what is referred to as its exorbitant privilege of having the world's reserve currency? And the implications of that are pretty bad. You know, so if you can't control, take Doc's scenario about if that is accurate, that you've got these military actions and covert actions and all kinds of things like that going on around as a means of trying to maintain the dollar as the world's reserve currency, what other things might the U.S. be, what might elements within the U.S. be able to do to keep the dollar propped up aside from that? And one thing that comes to mind, and I'm not the first, it's not my original idea, is is to let the world's economy to kind of, one reason why you might see the, you might be seeing the Fed back off from some of the QE stuff and letting the euro try to devalue versus the dollar right now, is there's so much dollar-denominated debt out there in the world. It's just unbelievable. So there really, strangely enough, really aren't that many. There's a dollar standard, but there aren't really all that many dollars. It's dollar-denominated debt. And if you start having another deleveraging scenario, this creates like a short squeeze. There's a scarcity of dollars available to pay all to retire all of this dollar denominated debt or even roll it over. Nicholas Biddle did things like that with the Fed way back or the earlier incarnations of the Bank of the United States, the predecessor to the Fed. Might there be something like that happens going forward as a way to maintain dollar strength in what is sort of a fundamentally not very strong environment for the dollar? I don't know.
Well, I don't know. It's an interesting situation. The Middle East has, ever since, you know, the beginnings, ever since the Old Testament, the Middle East has been probably the most interesting spot in the world, and it continues to be that today. The Middle East, in my opinion, truly is the tail wagging the dog. I don't think there's any question about that. The thing that bothers me a little bit is there are some really horrific things going on over there, and there is the possibility, I think, that this thing could escalate into a very, very serious and violent worldwide situation. I don't want to be a fearmonger, but we got the anniversary of 9/11 coming up. Who knows what's going to happen? You got any thoughts on that, Glenn?
There are. We started this conversation in the last segment with Benghazi, and that situation in Benghazi happened on 9/11. I think 9/11 or 2012, if memory serves me correctly. So there are things that, for whatever reason, do seem to rhyme and follow some of these numerical patterns. You had the bizarre speech, for example, of Christine Lagarde about the magical number 7. You might remember that speech, and she kept referring to numerology, those sorts of things. So there are people out there in the world that pay attention to this stuff and seem to calculate when they do things based upon, you know, these various, various dates on the calendar. And so the fact that things happened on 9/11, a lot of things have happened on 9/11, including, you might remember, the ground was broken on the Pentagon at 9/11. So there are all kinds of things that seem to happen on these dates. So a person could be forgiven for thinking at least this upcoming 9/11 is something to pay attention to.
Glenn, I think making these connections between certain dates, you're right, a lot of things do happen on certain dates. It is interesting to hear of some of the tragic events that have happened on 9/11. Let's all hope that in 4 or 5 days from now, we don't have any tragic events happen on 9/11. I personally really hope that this situation somehow sorts itself out without us getting into a major war. It's tragic what is happening, and war, I don't believe, ever is the answer. However, the problem is sometimes for administrations it is the answer because that's what they can control, and the war machine that has grown to become a power of this world of ours is slowly losing its grasp. And I think that's also because war nowadays is fought very differently. We don't need to necessarily have the same boots on the ground that we did, say, 20 years ago. So it will be fascinating to see how this all plays out. I sure hope that domestically everybody stays safe, and abroad, I hope, as I said, that this all slowly starts to work itself out so we have less killings going on out there, because it has been tragic. Everybody, I hope that you enjoyed this weekend's show. Al and I have had a great time putting it together. Try to end on a positive note. Go out, do something nice this weekend. Don't try to consume yourself with the bad news that seems to consume us almost every day.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet, or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.